Elvis played his last gig here on Earth, Screamin' Hank Walters would be joining Hendrix, Elvis, and maybe even Tupac.
For an all-star jam session in rock and roll heaven.
Did you read this obituary before you turned it in?
No, I'm reading the one-year-old last week.
Oh, you're right. Well, it is an obituary. It's not like they're gonna complain.
Hey, it's no big deal. I reused the same photos over and over again. Of course, I had to stop when people realized Queen Latifah never fought Lennox Lewis.
You know, when I got this job, I thought I'd be doing more interviews, but I've covered more dead rockers than vomit.
Can I just give you a little advice? Go out and find your own stories. You write something decent and you'll run it.
You write something indecent and she'll put it on the cover.
I guess if I want to impress Annie, that's what I'll have to do. You're right. I'm going to tell Annie I have written my last obituary.
Sabrina, get down to Boston General. There's a rumor Keith Richards is having chest pains.
Can I wait till he goes to the morgue? I have my own parking spot there.
Is the Morgan Ware fall line.
I like these, but actually we're buying for spring right now.
Not a problem. And now you have scarves to match.
Whoa, cute headband.
That's a skirt.
I'm guessing a great way to meet guys.
I'm telling you, these designs will be flying off the rack. Flying off the rack.
Oh, that's our cue. Oh, look, I love this blouse. Roxy, don't you love this blouse?
Love it. I'd like to be buried in it.
That's right, Roxy, because Morgan Ware works for every occasion.
Well, your friends seem to really like your stuff.
Morgan, are we almost through here? I really should be out trying to dig up a story.
Actually, I really like your designs. Let me finish this call, and I'll place an order.
I sold something. I deserve a little treat. What do you think? Lexus or Mercedes?
How about chipping in for groceries once in a while?
That's Babette Storm.
Oh, yeah. She's in town shooting a film. Wow. She looks even better in person.
Two words. Botox. Get out. She's pushing 30. She's got to do something.
Hey, that's a great story. What an actress has to do to stay in the game. Now, how can I prove that she's using Botox?
Stick a safety pin in her forehead.
Oh, my God. Did you see that? She just shoplifted.
That's really sad.
Yeah, it is. She stole from the clearance rack.
I buy a box of Thin Mints. Will you go away?
What if I had a story about someone who was actually alive?
What have you got?
Well, I saw Babette Storm last night at a boutique, and let's just say she is no stranger to the five-finger discount. That means shoplifting.
Got any proof? That means you're a real reporter.
Well, I saw it with my own two eyes. Hey, five fingers, two eyes? Maybe I can use that in my article.
Look, I have no doubt this woman's a thief, okay? There is no other explanation for her Oscar. But find a story you can back up.
Well, I know for a fact she's had Botox injections. I think.
Come on, cheer up.
I can't help it, I'm bummed. I mean, here I try to show my boss that I know what I'm doing, and I end up looking like an amateur.
Why don't you do what I do when I'm feeling down?
Let strangers rub my belly?
Order the champagne! Monique just called. She wants to double her initial order of Morgan Ware.
Congratulations. At least one of our careers is taking off.
Oh, Sabrina, I don't have time for the Annie is evil pep talk right now. I have 50 outfits to deliver. Oh, okay. Annie is evil. You're great. Hang in there. Oh, I forgot the best part.
I'm thin and beautiful.
Oh, we're back to me now. Babette Storm ordered one of my dresses to wear to the press conference for her new film.
You might want to sew in a low jack.
She's picking it up at Monique's on Thursday at 1 o'clock. Now, because of this stupid cast, I am going to need help with the sewing.
Wait, she's going back to that boutique? Maybe I have another shot at that story. I just need proof.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Roxy. Do you know how to sew?
Sew? A needle pulling thread?
Never mind. How about you, Sabrina? Do you want to work for me?
Not even if the job was testing pie.
All I need you to do is come with me to this boutique so I can prove that Babette Storm is a shoplifter. You know, bring your camera, just sort of skulk around.
Now, wait a minute. They tend to keep an eye on her brother just skulking around in a risky women's boutique.
Fine, then give me your camera. I broke mine trying to kill a spider.
Maybe you do deserve a break. Actually, you remind me of myself when I came here. Young, naive, desperate to succeed.
I'm not desperate to succeed. That is so not me. Please help me, James, please.
Okay, I'll help you.
Thank you.
You know, I've done surveillance before. Dangerous stuff. Sean Penn whacked me right here. P. Diddy slapped me right here. Celine Dion got me right here.
She hit you?
No. It's the Titanic theme. It chokes me up.
Welcome to Morganware. Congratulations. You girls have the thrill of working for a vibrant, cutting-edge company focused on Generation Now. Now, don't be threatened working for someone so much younger and more beautiful than you.
Oh, please. When I was her age, I had a rack you could bounce a wing nut off of.
Where'd you pick up the bridge game?
This is my new workforce. They're day laborers. I found them hanging out in front of the fabric store.
We were waiting for a bus to Atlantic City.
You know, Morgan, this looks like unfair labor practice. You can't hold people against their will.
No, not all of them. I started with 8.
Oh, there she is.
Really? She don't look like a thief.
Well, she also doesn't look like Harriet Tubman, but that didn't stop her from playing the part in that one-woman show. Okay, wander over that way and pretend like you don't know me.
Right. We all got Annie's memo about that.
Oh, this is kind of nice.
Would this look good on me?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, be honest.
Well, it's a little... Get out of the trailer, there's a twister coming.
Oh, you're right.
But, you know, this blouse would look great on you, and at this price, it's a steal. I mean, a bargain.
That's gorgeous. You have very good taste.
Really? Thanks. Would you mind telling my boss that, and my roommates, and, well, actually, could I get into writing?
I'm Babette. My friends call me Babs.
I'm Sabrina. My friends call me Sabs.
Oh.
They don't really.
Oh, no. It's so rare that I meet someone down-to-earth and honest like you. Would you mind helping me pick out a few things?
Really? Sure.
And you have to get that blouse. My treat.
Okay, then I'll just try on this one little blouse. And this. Ooh, I love this.
Because actually, you all about the same size. Could you try this on for me?
You sure your mother wants this for her birthday?
Oh, yeah.
May I help you?
Do you have any changing rooms?
You were standing right by them.
Ah.
Some of these women are so dumb.
Mm.
Okay, I'll try on the teddy for you.
Thank you.
James, pay attention.
I'm working.
I love buying clothes, but I hate trying them on, don't you? It takes so long.
Tell me about it. First, you gotta try stuff on. Take them off. And then if you need another size, you gotta go back and get another one. Now it's small and overpriced.
Oh, I'd look terrible in this one.
Oh, I doubt that. You'd look great in anything.
No, seriously, this one would make me look like a cow.
Can't be that bad. Let me try.
I see what you mean.
Ew.
What?
I said, ew. You're right.
Any luck?
No. Everything was either too clingy, too floofy, or two paychecks. How about you?
No, struck out.
Really, huh?
So, listen. Do you want to grab a bite?
You want to go to lunch with me?
Sure. I feel like I have this connection with you. And it'll be fun.
Well, I guess I could go to lunch. I already packed mine, but bologna keeps for a couple days.
Afterwards, maybe we'll swing by my spa. We'll make a day of it. Come on.
Look, Babette, I have to be honest with you. I'm a reporter for Scorch magazine. And that guy over there, he's a photographer.
We're working on an article about you being a shoplifter. At least I am. What are you talking about? I saw you take something from here the other day. I don't want you to ruin your career over some trendy blouse that'll look stupid in 2 weeks. So just put the stuff back and I'll forget about the article.
You guys in the media are all alike. You try to tear us down to make your own lives seem less pathetic.
No, 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 no. I said I'm not going to write the article. And what makes you think I'm pathetic? The bologna? Because it's not like I fry it.
Miss Storm, is this woman disturbing you?
I'll be fine. Just get the dress I ordered so I can go.
Do not bother the famous people.
What? I think you'd better leave. James!
My name is Dieter, and I don't know this woman.
Well, at least let me get my stuff.
I'm really sorry, Miss Storm. Please, consider this a gift from us.
Thank you. She was going to take it anyway. I'm telling you, she's got stuff in that bag. She's ripping you off.
Listen, if she had Jack merchandise, bells would be ringing and Gary Coleman would be searching her bags.
Please don't tell anybody what happened. I really want to keep this very quiet. I didn't! I swear! James, a little help?
Okay, but they're gonna do this for free down at the precinct.
Come on, Nicole.
Hey, how you doing, Sabrina? How's it going?
So, you heard.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, I'm innocent!
Just so you know, I just got off the phone with our publisher about your little escapade. He screamed for 5 minutes.
He's pretty upset, huh?
Well, he was getting a deep tissue massage, but for some reason, he won't let me fire you. It's like you have some kind of spell on him.
I don't! Oh, wait, hang on. No, I really don't!
You know, you are very lucky you are not in jail right now.
Yeah, because I'd really hate to miss the ball colors.
Sorry, thanks for getting me off the hook. Oh, well, you are on borrowed time.
Well, I was set up! She pretended to be my friend! She's a much better actor in real life than she is on the screen.
Can I just give you some advice? Journalism rule number one, never get too close to your subject. Rule number two, never shoplift on company time.
You actually think I stole something?
Sabrina, it's cool. Everyone knows what Jonathan pays you. You do what you gotta do.
Okay, first, I didn't do. And second, everyone knows what I make?
Yeah. But hang in there. Congress is gonna raise it next year.
James, hey, you were there with me. You know I didn't steal anything, right?
Hey, relax. Just ignore them, okay? You and I both know what happened. Besides, the camera don't lie.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. This came out way better than I thought.
James! Hey, I've never been a Batgirl before. I look kind of hot.
I don't hear sewing machines. Come on, ladies, back to work.
But we're watching our stories.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be seeing the guiding light soon enough. Come on, let's go.
What are you doing home? Oh, I had to leave work. I wanted a peaceful lunch without people leering at me like I was going to steal their pickle.
Sabrina, Sabrina, do you understand the consequences of your actions? What if Babette Storm found out that we were roommates and decided not to wear the dress to her press conference?
Oh, I'm sorry, Morgan. I was only thinking of myself.
Thank God you have me as a role model.
Hey, there's my favorite cause.
Oh, Roxy, thank you. I can't believe you went out and had a t-shirt made up just for me.
Well, actually, I had it since I was a kid. It used to say Willie, but I scraped it off. That's how much I believe in you.
Well, could be worse, I suppose. Could say spay and neuter your Sabrina.
Come on, Sabrina. Get even with this cheap tramp actress. Call up the news stations. Post the truth on our website.
Maybe you're right. Maybe she has some other deep, dark secret I could dredge up.
Here she is. Look at this. 4 years ago, she was arrested for shoplifting.
Whoa, how do you steal a tanning bed?
Oh, first she stole a truck.
The charges were dropped. But I bet I could use all this to force a confession from Babette. Where is she now?
Look, it's a trailer from a movie set.
And there she is. What's she doing?
What do you think? She's stealing cable.
Just leave my lunch and go.
No, I'm here to talk.
Oh, it's you.
What are we doing, hee-haw the movie?
Are you ready to apologize?
Apologize? I was trying to keep you from getting into trouble. Now everybody thinks I'm a thief and a liar and an A-cup.
I was stealing that bra for my sister.
Look, you think just because you're a big star that laws don't apply to you, Carla Bernstein? Well, you know, you could have gotten me fired.
You could have ruined my career, and I am fully capable of doing that on my own.
Look, I didn't mean to get you in trouble. Would it help if I called your boss and said everything straight? Actually, that would be great. And while you're at it, could you tell her that you'll let me do a feature on you for the magazine? And, you know, you never did buy me that blouse. Start with your boss. Dial the number and I'll get on. I'll just be in my trailer. Thank you. Hi, Annie. Sabrina. Spellman. The new girl? Look, Babette Storm has something she wants to say to you. Hold on a sec. Babette? Babs? Ellie Mae?
Yeah? We just got a call that someone stole Miss Storm's cell phone. Can I see that?
Annie? Yeah, she'll have to get back to you.
You are an embarrassment to this magazine.
In my defense, you thought that before this happened.
She set me up. Come on, why would I steal a cell phone? I have my own cell phone with way more minutes than anybody could possibly need.
Of course, they're mostly nighttime and weekend minutes, but you know what I really want? I'll get you one.
Please. What I'm saying is I didn't do it.
Jonathan has managed to pull a few strings, and Miss Storm has agreed not to press charges as long as you get help. Help? Help.
You must be new here. Welcome to Kleptonon. I'm Cliff. Fell off the wagon at Macy's on the way here.
Think of it as 100% off sale.
Here, grab some coffee. We're about to get started. Everyone, we have a new member joining our group tonight. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Sabs. Jane Sabs. And I'm definitely not a kleptomaniac. I'm not!
Jane, we've all been in denial, but sooner or later, you've got to confront your demons.
Oh, I've confronted demons. Big, hairy demons like you've never dreamt of. But right now, the demon I need to confront is Babette Storm.
You know Babette Storm? I love her. I've been to all of her movies. All right, I snuck in, but...
Well, she is a thief and a liar, and she was horrible as a submarine captain in that movie, Courage Underwater. Yeah, well, she's the one that belongs here. I'm going to prove it. Oh, sorry. I have one just like it at home, I swear.
Hello, little Salem. Granny Mae got you some very special kitty candy.
Oh, thanks, sweetheart. Oops.
Did you just speak?
No. It's the dementia setting in.
Oh, thank God.
Jesus, they could kill them in here. You're running a sweatshop. These conditions are deplorable.
Oh, please, it's good for them. It keeps them sharp.
Jeanette, don't eat the thread. Workers have rights, too, you know.
Come on, girls, you don't have to take this. Let's stage a walkout.
Oh, nice try, rabble-rouser. They're not walking out on me. I've got their support hose.
So in sum, I'd say Never Always is a story of hope, redemption, and love. Plus, you get to see my buns.
Excuse me. Press coming through.
We're all press.
Okay, then shortest to the tallest.
You always seem to bring out the best in your co-stars. How do you do it?
Acting is like life. I always try to give more than I take.
Give me a break. I got a question. Are you a shoplifter?
Anyway, I've played many different roles, and preparing for them is always about the search for truth. Kind of how I live my life.
Ugh, anybody got a shovel?
Could you sit down?
Hey, it's time for some straight answers. Whisper, mumble, scream, and shout. Let the honest truth come out.
What was it like working with the up-and-coming star, Billy Pape?
Oh, a dear, dear person. Aside from his limited acting skills and unlimited body odor.
Is it true that you stole several garments from the Monique store?
I cannot tell a lie. For some inexplicable reason. Yes. Yes, I did.
And on Thursday, did you put clothes in my bag after I warned you that I was a reporter doing a story about your shoplifting?
Guilty.
That's all I got.
What else can you tell us about the storm?
Sorry, journalism rule number one. Never give up an exclusive story.
I thought rule number one was never get too close.
Okay, so I haven't memorized all the rules. And then I said, sorry, never give up an exclusive interview, and I ran right here.
Yeah, we know. The press conference was webcast.
Really? Want to see what you missed by running here with your exclusive? Oh my God, Billy Pape showed up?
The lead in the film was originally Julia Roberts, but I gave her food poisoning, forcing her to bow out at the last minute. I also cheat on my taxes. And my husband. And I altered my father's will when I found out he left all his money to charity.
Can you see how your shoplifting story kind of pales compared to this? Nice going. Don't hate me because I'm her favorite. What, you got another rule for me?
Well, since you asked, journalism rule number 4. Never yell stop the presses unless you're stuck in them.
Guess I really blew it.
Look, your instincts were right. You broke a big story. You just broke for 20 other writers. You're gonna do great. Hey, listen, I had a rough start too. I mean, it took Annie about a year before she stopped picking on me.
Well, what changed?
You showed up.
Finally, someone appreciates me.
Now that all your workers walked out, how are you going to fill your orders?
Oh, I found even cheaper labor.
Oh, wait till Peter hears about this.
Tonight on NTV.